Please stand by. Welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, introducing Tivoli integration demos, including System Z conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to John Meehan. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As Trika said, my name is John Meehan, and I'm the Americas sales leader for the Tivoli Performance Automation pillar. This morning, we're going to be discussing some powerful tools that are now available to you for opportunity identification and pipeline development, as well as for use in competitive sales situations with the PA products. So while this is a rather unusual topic for a Tivoli talk, I believe that this venue is an excellent way to get the word out on these tools and how to best use them. Joining me this morning are Mike Bonet. Mike is a certified executive IT specialist for Tivoli System Z and cross-platform management and availability. Mike is part of the ATS lab team based out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. Also with me this morning is Steve Windsor. Steve is a senior software sales specialist for Tivoli Performance Automation on the Tivoli Americas sales team. The slide deck that we'll be using this morning has been posted on Extreme Leverage, entitled Tivoli Integration Demos, Including System Z, under the Tivoli Telecoms Performance Automation. And it's also posted on the Partner World website. So if you go to slide two in the deck, during our call this morning, we'll cover what it takes to win with this portfolio in today's very competitive marketplace. It's very much different than it was a few years ago. But the good news is that this portfolio has a unique differentiator that, if presented properly, can put us at a competitive advantage. I'll go over why we invested the time to create these demos that focus on product integration, what the demos are, how to go about scheduling a demo for a customer or a seminar, as well as a call to action. So on slide three, the Tivoli Performance Automation portfolio competes with a number of competitors. Some of these competitors have large portfolios of products, both on System Z and the distributed platform, and they have large install bases of many of their products. Some compete mostly on price. Others compete by leveraging additional content in their ELAs. But regardless of what the ISV's sales strategy is, the key to winning is to change the playing field, and these integration demos are a great way to do that. Secondly, there are costs which the customer must incur in order to displace an ISV. There's a high perception of risk associated with an ISV displacement. There's usually resistance from users. And the financial rewards to be derived by displacing an ISV are not going to be recognized in the first 12 months after the sale. So on slide four, I would imagine that most of you have noticed that the median age of the people in an account who work on System Z is rather older than the folks that are working on Unix or Linux. Simply put, there's a shortage of people with ZOS experience today. As younger people become trained on System Z to help fill that void, those newer people don't want to work with the old green screens of the old Z platform. They want to work with the new Z and with the slick GUIs. Companies must see benefit beyond simply price in order to justify using their ZOS resources to convert to IBM software. So moving to slide five, there's simply no other way to put it. The way to win with performance automation as an IBM Tivoli seller is to focus on product integration. So why do we create these integration demos? Well, we created them because we were getting beat in competitive knockoff-type sales. In addition, our very large install base for Tivoli Performance Automation was being aggressively attacked by ISVs who were trying to take away our business. We were getting beat by niche vendors who were willing to give their product away just to get into an account, and we were getting beat by vendors who were overwhelming customers with their features that went far beyond what the customer's requirements were. How many times have we gone against Dino Software only to have them give their product away, or against Velocity, which brought in experts to talk about features that the customer didn't even need or want? We were also losing to CA and BMC ELAs when they were including products that competed directly with our products in the hopes of displacing us. So what this is about, this is all about selling value as our differentiator against the competition. Our experience has shown that when our customers have implemented the integration that exists within this portfolio, they are much less likely to be open to a discussion about displacing our products. There's no more proof of success against a niche vendor using this one of these demos than our first demo, which is on slide 7. Jessica Luckin, who's a Tivoli Z sales rep in the Northeast, and her technical sales team were competing against Dino Software at a large financial institution. And yes, I will say it's one of the financial institutions that still exists. But anyway, they were competing in this account. CA Vantage was installed, and the customer was looking at Dino Software for catalog management. Jessica used this demo to present a total integrated solution versus a multi-vendor approach and the value of integration within our solution. The result for Jessica was a win of a $2.9 million sale. This demo focuses on our solution for storage on System Z, and it includes OmegaMon XE for storage, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, advanced audit for HSM, and advanced catalog management. With this demo, we're primarily focusing on two key competitors in this space, Dino Software and Computer Associates. Neither of these companies offer a nice GUI, and neither one offers the total solution to storage management, which includes performance and catalog management. So if you move on now to slide 8, if you've been around for a while, you probably have seen this demo, which was developed by Barry Lampkin, one of our Tivoli PA technical specialists. It is now put out on the demo system DemoNet. We call this demo Tivoli Productivity Center for Application Performance, and it includes OmegaMon XE for ZOS, Kix, and MQ with the portal, ITCAM for WAS and RTT, and the Tivoli Enterprise console. With this demo, we are attempting to highlight the unique advantage that we offer with integration over what BMC, CA, and ASG would offer. BMC now resells Velocity's MQ monitor in an attempt to provide a total solution, but there's no integration with the Velocity product and Focal Point, which is BMC's version of our TEP. Also, BMC's offering for composite application management is very weak. They don't monitor what's going on with the code within WebSphere. So we have a much stronger solution. As far as CA offers no integration with SysView and any of the other mainframe monitors like CA Wiley or CA Insight for DB2, and CA has no TEP. With regarding to ASG, I do want to point out there is a typo on this slide. What we meant to say was that ASG doesn't have a tech-like product. Their Navigraph product does what TEP does, but for TMON only. It does not offer cross-platform. And they also have no RTT offering. So this integrated demo points out very crisply the distinct advantage of what IBM offers as a solution in this area. Our third demo on slide 9 focuses on our solution for workload management, and it includes the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS, Tivoli Workload Scheduler for Distributed, and the Tivoli Dynamic Workload Broker. Maximizing the benefit of virtualization in the distributed environment is a key focus in IT organizations today. With this demo, we showcase our totally integrated solution against the offerings of CA, BMC, or ASG, none of which offer a virtualization product like Dynamic Workload Broker. If any of your customers happen to attend Share, this integration demo was demoed there, and they may have actually seen it at Share. Slide 10 lists our fourth demo, which we refer to as Total Productivity Center, Tivoli Productivity Center for Performance Automation and Scheduling Automation. Here we highlight the advantages of managing scheduling and performance automation through a common portal such as our TEP. The product includes the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, SA for ZOS, SA for Integrated Operations Management or IOM, OmegaMon XE for ZOS and Kix, and the Tivoli Workload Scheduler. Our advantage here is that while CA and BMC can demonstrate performance and scheduling automation, they can't show management through a common portal. ASG's solution does not provide alert escalation and or management through a common portal. The last of our five demos on slide 11 focuses on a very fast-growing area within our System Z customer base, and that's Linux on Z. With this demo, we focus on one competitor in particular, Velocity. While Velocity offers a product to compete directly with OmegaMon XZ for ZVM and Linux on Z, they offer no ZVM automation tools such as our Operations Manager for ZVM, and they offer no common portal such as our TEP. So when competing against Velocity, it's important to shift the playing field from just performance on ZVM to performance automation and management through a common portal. And this integration demo does that very well. So now that I've described the demos and what competitors each of these focus on, the next question is, how do you go about setting up a demo for a customer or an event? And for this, I will turn it over to Mike Bonet. Mike?
Great. Thank you, John, and good morning to everyone on the call, or good afternoon, depending where you are. I want to go to slide 12 and discuss the process of setting up the integrated demo. First, a couple of things to just keep in mind is that these demos are best done and available via webcast or from an IVM location. Experience has taught us that in many customer locations, there's difficulty dialing out from the customer environment to the IBM network, which is where these run, based upon the customer security setup and things like that. In addition, when you're doing that, you have to go through the across the internet, and because these demos are live, they're showing live data, live workloads running in quite a high speed connection. It's best to provide them to show them in a best performing environment as possible, and that's going to be across the IBM network. In addition, we also help to monitor, that is the Advanced Technical Support Tivoli System Z Group, can monitor these live demos. In many cases, we're ensuring that workload is running there and assisting in the background as they're going on as well to ensure that the demos are going smoothly, as well as in case any more specific questions might come up. We request, again, based on our experience, that you try to schedule these things at least two weeks in advance. The systems and many things these things are being used for many different things, and our time is sometimes committed that far in advance. So if you want to schedule them, simply contact one of us on the team. You can use, of course, we've all been involved in developing one or more of these demos, working with the team of field technical sales specialists, FTSSs, to make them actually come alive. And so you can contact us to find out about not even more details about the demo and availability for scheduling them, that sort of thing. So contact anyone on the team here you see listed in chart 12 about if you're interested in those demos. In addition, we can help you kind of understand your environment to make you find out what is or is not appropriate, you know, what's the best way to show that demo might be. Going to go to chart 13. A key thing here is that the local field technical sales specialist is the person that will learn and perform the demo, which is another reason that we give the two-week lead time to go and learn the demo. You can access it remotely. We have scenario guides documented for these demonstrations, so you don't have to come any particular location. As long as where you are, you can connect into the IBM network. You can basically go and learn these demos. We can also provide you skills transfer. We already have done this. There are probably several people already, FTSs already have used these demos and know how to do them as well. And we can continue to do those for those FTSs who are not yet familiar with these. And again, as I mentioned, we can assist remotely in those demos as we need it. We do this simply because we sometimes have been asked to come on site to perform the demos, and with four of us and the number of requests we get and our other job activities, it just becomes impossible. And what we really want to try to focus on is, based upon your feedback, based upon things we uncover, is to continue to build more workloads and more integration into these particular demos. In addition, we have an ongoing plan to propagate these demos to additional platforms to give people more opportunities and more places to get to them. The T-Time, the Tivoli TechWorks Integrated Management Environment, is one of the key things that we look to target. They have a superset of many of these things, And they're useful as well. In addition, they can provide not just a demo, but hands-on to the customer since they have an isolated environment. So that's one place where it is a potential target. DemoNet as well, to put these, in fact, some of these are on DemoNet, and the best way to basically understand which ones are where to contact us, if we can give you, you know, the latest updates since these things are always moving and the activity is always going on, as well as the Thai system in Germany. We've begun discussion with them and begun moving things over there to get there so that they get them in place to run them as well. So the key thing to keep out to get out of these this information is that the demos, they exist. They are meant to be, you know, used in this process to help you market. They are flexible, and we want them, and we're going to make them more flexible so that you can run them from different platforms. And again, just contact us in terms of the scheduling as well as getting the latest information, so we can make sure that you need to. So we can make sure, number one, we understand your requirements, so we can ensure that the proper demo and proper location is used for your situation. And with that, I will turn it back over to John, and he could discuss the call to action for these demos.
Thanks, Mike. So, folks, in conclusion, our call to action. First of all, let me reemphasize, please don't think of these demos as something to use only in a competitive sales situation as you're, you know, moving down through the sales cycle. They're an excellent tool to be used for opportunity identification and pipeline development in seminars in an IBM location, webinars, lunch and learns, or early on in the sales cycle when the customer is at the point of establishing their selection criteria. These demos are a way of adjusting the playing field to include integration and the value around that as a requirement. And it's going to help you later on in the sale when, as we pointed out here earlier, this is where the other vendors will fall short. So they're an excellent point to use early on in the sales cycle. As Mike mentioned, these seminars have to be done at an IBM location, and the reason for that is that we need a high-speed location, and typically we can't burrow out of a customer's firewall. We've tried to make this as easy as possible for you to leverage these demos to drive business. We've even created something called a seminar in a box, which provides you with everything that you need to conduct a local seminar using these demos. It includes the invitation, the presentation, the demo. All you need to do is just pick the time and place, schedule the resources, and invite your customers. The win books for the seminar in a box will be able to be accessed on Extreme Leverage starting on Monday. What you do is you go to Software, then Tivoli, Performance Automation, Sales Support, and then there will be a single page that says Seminars in a Box with five titles and five links to a notes database which contains the win book. This allows us to update each one periodically so that when you get it, it's the most current. I am very excited about having these demos now ready for prime time, and I want to say thank you to the team of people who have worked with Mike Bonet and Steve Windsor to put these together. All we have to do now is go out there and use them to drive business. So at this point, let me open it up for questions. Tarika, are you there?
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And our first question is from Bill Pfeiffer.
Morning, Bill.
Hello, John. When do we expect the local ITSs to be trained on this?
That's a very good question, because some of them have been trained on it. You know, we've actually have already done these demos in some business units and very successfully, I might add. I know you're in the East region, and we are actually scheduled to there's a team meeting with the East Region ITS teams next Thursday and Friday, which I've been invited to attend, and we're going to give them a little more granular overview in what we did on this call, and then schedule the training on that. You know, Mike and Steve, do you have anything to add in particular in terms of how best to get everybody trained? I know this came up, Bill, when I was down in Charlotte last month. We discussed this, but we now that they're ready, it's something we need to do.
Yeah, this is Steve. From my part, I guess the easiest way for you to do it is just push your SEs to, or you set up a meeting, get about probably a month out. You need time to get everybody set. Go ahead and set the meeting in the IBM location, and then what you do is you tell your SEs that they've got about 2 weeks to learn them. And then what they do is your SEs then contact Mike Benet's team. They get access to the demo systems, and they are able to work through the scenarios to execute the demos. That has been the successful way that we've done this in the past. We may end up doing some overall training, but we got to figure out what's going to happen with the SE managers and what happens up in here in the meeting in New York.
Yes, and I'll just also add, Steve, that some of the folks who have already been trained have already taken the lead on actually running sessions for their regional teams to basically start transferring their skills on that. Like I mentioned, some like a Wayne Buchick in Central has had sessions with his team to show them these demos and get them familiar with it.
And Mr. Pfeiffer, did you have a follow-up question?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Our next question is from Tony Liu.
Thank you. Yes, this is Tony Liu, and I would like to speak really from a comment point of view. I highly endorse these demonstrations and my experience as an SE in the field in utilizing these demos has significantly made a difference with customer situations where I can actually go out there and show them something, an integrated type of demonstration of live code that's actually going out there and doing something. Far more effective than any of the past activity I've done in terms of presentations. One of the things I do want to totally make everyone aware is that my experience in working with Mike Benet's team, with the ATS team, has been extremely smooth and very productive. I can't say anything more in regards to the professionalism that they provide, the support that they give to me, and also the care and feeding as I'm going through the demonstration to make sure things are running smoothly. So I encourage everyone, sales and in technical, leverage this. This is a very powerful sales tool. I've used it myself. It significantly moved things forward, and it brings something to a customer that after it's all said and done, the customer sits there and goes, I want that. Bring that in. Let's go to the next step. It moves the ball forward, and it makes a huge difference.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate your feedback, and you're right. You are one of the ITS resources on our team that was one of the first to step up to this, and it's been encouraging to see how effectively you've used it and the good success you've had as a result of it. So I appreciate your feedback.
And, Tony, yes, this is Mike Bonet. On behalf of the team, I say thank you very much, and we look forward to continue to helping you and anyone else.
Thank you.
As a reminder, that was star 1 if you would like to ask a question at this time. And Mr. Meehan, there are no further questions.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tarika. And thank you, all of you, for your time this morning. I hope this has been informative. If any questions that you have or that we haven't covered here, that you have any further questions that you think of, by all means, feel free to contact me or Steve Windsor or Mike Benet. We'll be happy to do whatever we can to help you get these out there. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.